Well, it's been nearly 34 years since the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. All 259 people on board died, as well as 11 on the ground, 4 days before Christmas in 1988. Two Libyan men were convicted overseas, but no one faced justice in an American courtroom, and that may soon change. Today, one of the three former Libyan intelligence officials charged in connection with the attack has a preliminary court hearing in Washington. He's accused of making the bomb that brought the plane down as it was flying from London to New York and then on to Detroit, with over 190 Americans on board, including a group of Syracuse University students traveling home for the holidays. One of them was Richard Minetti. His father, Robert, joins us now. Robert, we are so grateful. I can't imagine how this news must have hit you. How are you doing?
Better today.
Yeah.
It was kind of a shock yesterday.
Yeah. Remind us why.
Well, it's been something we have been pestering the government about for 30-some years. Most recently, my daughter Kara Weeps, Stephanie Bernstein, and Bryce Don Daniels have been going to Washington like every 6 weeks for the last 3 years, just trying to keep this thing on track, despite all the stuff that's been going on in Washington. So it was really nice to have this actually happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is resounding for so many people. It's resounding in Scotland. The field there where this crash took place is sacred ground. By the way, have you been there?
Multiple times. The people in Lockerbie are just wonderful people.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, the priest whose house didn't burn down in Sherwood Crescent married my daughter and baptized my grandson.
Oh, man. So this has bonded all of you in this community of pain, of grief. And I'm wondering, not to dishonor your son, all the beautiful lives lost, but as you're well aware, you know, Lockerbie didn't used to have to be explained to people, and now it does. There's generations who weren't even born then. Your son, I think, would be in his 50s.
He would be 54.
Yeah. Your thoughts on that? So much time.
Well, it was brutal, still brutal, but we've been fighting through it and working at keeping ourselves alive and trying to find out what the real truth of all this is. And Massoud has apparently confessed to doing this, so having him in this country could be a good way to get all the details out of what happened and why it happened and who ordered it.
Right. Well, and there was talk at the time that the then leader of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, ordered the bombing. He says he didn't. He turned over some of these officers. But this suspect, as you said, will do what for you? Because we've heard Lockerbie parents say there's never closure. But you said, you know, you're working to stay alive for decades now. What do you hope this helps you with?
Well, there's been some static about maybe Libya didn't do it and the Megrahi was unjustly convicted and that kind of nonsense. And it would be really nice to get that all swept away by having Massoud confess to what happened and explain all the details and who was involved.
Yeah.
It would be very comforting to know we know all about it.
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate that the number of people who have passed in the last couple of years has just been incredible.
Yeah.
In fact, you all spoke to Janine Boulanger this morning.
Yeah.
And Ronnie, her husband, just died a couple months ago.
What do you want people to know about your son, Rick, so full of promise?
Rick was a writer. He journaled from the time he was a junior in high school all the way up till December 20th, 1988. Much of what he left his writings are an inspiration to a lot of young people today, which is wonderful. But it would be really great if he had been able to keep writing.
Yeah.
Most of what he wrote is in the archives at Syracuse University. And every year, the 35 Syracuse students received scholarships to represent the 35 people, students who were killed on the plane. And they get to read through all that stuff. And lot of them are inspired by it. People who died 35 years before they were born are still, the kids are still being inspired by it. It's comforting.
Well, I hope you get the comfort you seek also from the upcoming trial in Washington. Robert Minetti, father of Pan Am Flight 103 victim Richard Minetti, Rick. Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you.